I don't know if you've seen the situation that's going down with News Poll and Pauline Hanson. The whole thing is insanity, and I'm not actually sure of all the details myself, so that is why we stuck our head over into the newsroom, we picked up Jeff Field, we brought him in here, and we said, Jeff, tell us what the hell is going on.
By the scruff of the neck, too, I must say. Do you mind if I just get myself organised again?
Fix the scruff of the neck.
Okay, I've got all the facts and figures you need to know, Tess Connery, and to SER listeners. The Turnbull government has taken a battering. After a week of turmoil, that's an understatement, over the citizenship key ministers, with the coalition trailing Labor by 46% to 54% now. That's a very brutal verdict from voters. Labor has climbed to its strongest primary vote this year, with its core support at 38%, giving it a convincing lead that would see it form government with a gain of 20 seats if an election was held now.
People are not pleased with the government.
Absolutely. Now, interestingly enough, after Pauline Hanson's stunt, support for One Nation went up 1 point and support for the Greens fell 1 point. Another interesting fact about this news poll, as we dig down and we look at the results coming in here, this is the 18th consecutive news poll in which the coalition has trailed Labor. Now, you may remember that the whole reason Mr. Turnbull kicked Tony Abbott out was because of the bad news poll shows.
Awkward.
Now, that was the famous 30 news polls in a row reason. Well, what's he up to now? Let me just have a look. This is his 18th consecutive news poll. So if I do the maths, that's, what, 12 more?
Awkward.
Very awkward. He is the one that said this. Now, Mr. Turnbull retains his lead over Mr. Shorten as preferred Prime Minister, so he's got something to hang on to, I suppose. Voters cut their support for Mr. Turnbull as better PM from 46 to 43, so he's on his way down.
Oh, wow.
While increasing their support for Mr. Shorten from 31 to 33. So, you know, it's going to be fascinating. I'm sure there are people just watching and waiting for every news poll to come out, and it's not looking good. Every time there's a news poll, support for the government goes down and support for Labor increases. And as I said to you, the whole reason for Malcolm Turnbull... this is what Mr. Turnbull said. The whole reason for him kicking out Abbott was because he'd lost 30 news polls, and they're now up to 18.
Awkward.
And speaking of awkward, on Breakfast TV this morning, I just happened to be looking up, and I noticed Pauline Hanson and Sarah Hanson-Young shouting at each other.
Oh.
Basically, Sarah Hanson-Young said that thanks to Ms. Hanson's burqa stunt last week, the next terror attack will be on her head. Ooh. Now, Pauline Hanson fired back, saying it was a disgraceful attack. And meanwhile, her supporters continue to cling on to every word she says. So what can you say about that?
That's a big call as well from
Hanson Young. A lot of people would agree with that. I'm not going to say anything. A lot of people would say she makes a very good point there, that she has inflamed tensions and possibly inflamed some of the extremists. But it was quite a feisty little battle, which I'm sure you'll hear on 2SER News as the morning goes on. So, I'm feeling a bit like, you know, Laurie Oakes left last week. I'm feeling a bit like Laurie Oakes, Canberra. Hope that all made sense.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, we'll have to keep an eye on the next news poll because it seems this is quite a severe drop.
Yep.
It's been going fairly steadily.
Absolutely.
We're hitting the cliff.
It's almost like a sporting contest now, isn't it? Like, you know, the Sea Eagles are climbing the ladder. Well, you know, the poor old coalition, it just seems every time a news poll comes out, down they go.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Mm. So there we go. That's pretty much what happened with the news poll this morning, Tess.
Definitely one to keep an eye on, Jeff. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for joining
My
us.
My pleasure. Thank you.